died with Jimmy Carter and his wife at her bedside, not far from the family peanut farm in Plains, Georgia. And the Munster weather, mild but mostly cloudy with occasional drizzle. News headlines at 8:30. News in detail with Sean O'Sullivan at 3 minutes to nine.
Thank you very much indeed, Anna. Back to our breakfast bundle, the breakfast bundle of Carol O'Reilly from Bishopstown. We've had Romeo and Juliet at number three. We had I'm Not in Love from 10cc at number two. And at number one, it's Clifford T. Ward. And the song is called Gay. Number one in Carol O'Reilly's breakfast bundle from Clifford T. Ward. The song is called Gay. And we'll have another breakfast bundle, which we'll run straight through tomorrow. Hopefully the three in a row at around 8:15 tomorrow morning. 25 minutes now away from 9 o'clock and time to get back to the pop music. Here's a song written by the Bee Gees and produced by them as well for Kenny Rogers. It's called Eyes That See in the Dark. Our twister's worth £5 at 9.
You're not meant to be alone. I'll share your dream. I'll show you love you've never known. Two flames together in the deep of the night. Up in your love, close by you when you come. I'll take my stand. One chance to make a loser. This time, my journey to wherever you are, I sail on your river so far, my love will never be found. If you believe we got eyes that see in the dark. shining on your face. My bridges burn with all my tears that you replaced. Two hearts together is a beautiful sight. And the power of love lives from making you mine. Am I the light of someone you need more of? Let me be the love you can be sure of. Is it only my imagination? I got you like the
everybody's favorite at the moment, Kenny Rogers. The song is called Eyes That See in the Dark. As I keep saying, he must be wearing infrared glasses. So there you are. Good morning now to all the the Studs Bearcats, who are playing in the Jazz Festival at the moment. Super duper group. Watch out for them, because they're going to be super huge. If you're in multi-TV channel land, you get a chance to see them, because they have some appearances coming up. And if you can get other channels, you see them coming on and out of those as well. They're going to be rather huge. We enjoyed an interview with them yesterday, which you'll be hearing later on the Jazz programme. Very interesting it was, and we had great fun as well. Now we'll take a break, following that back with music from the Maisonettes.
Great special offers from now to Christmas at Modern Electric The Rock Middleton. 12-inch portable TVs from £95. Colour portables from £339. 20-inch colour TVs from £450. All leading brand names in stock, including Toshiba, Nordmende, etc. Sharp, Car, AM, FM radio cassette units from £69. Walkman units from £29. And the latest electronic games with built-in LCD clock from only £11. Our Christmas club is now open. For further details, telephone Noel at 63226 or call to Modern Electric, The Rock Middleton.
The Barry Rowe Mochran Afirma branch present a gala disco this Friday night, November 4th, at the new Community Hall, Clonakilty. Dancing from 10 to 1 a.m. Admission £2.50. Music by the fabulous ERI Disco Roadshow, with a special guest appearance by Hugh Brown. That's the ERI Disco Roadshow with Hugh Brown this Friday night at the new Community Hall, Clonakilty. See you there.
Munster Buildings, the steel building specialist, offering design, fabrication of warehouses and factories, structural steelwork, and a complete range of farm buildings, all at keenest prices. Talk to Donal McAuliffe at McCroom 690. Munster Buildings McCroom, our reputation is your guarantee. Munster Buildings McCroom. Telephone McCroom 690.
Will my savings be secure?
Can I discuss savings in confidence?
Can I choose an account that suits my particular needs?
Yes, 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 with the EBS.
Can I open an account for my favourite godchild?
If I save regularly, will I qualify for a mortgage?
Yes, 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 with the EBS. Can I, will I save with success? With the EBS. Yes, yes, with the EBS.
There you go, jolly good Stephanie. Now, I thought you just for a giggle would like to hear this. You know Renee and Renato have a new single out at the moment, which I'm raving over. I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's called A Little A Bit of You. But on the flip side of that, LP, is this.
I bet you're really looking forward to going home to Italy for a holiday. It must be smashing. The gondolas, the Bridge of Sighs, three coins in a fountain. It's so romantic.
That's okay, but I'm going somewhere special.
Happy holiday.
Brighton, I'm going to stay. I'm going to Brighton for a happy holiday.
On a Sunday morning, stroll along the prom. Listen to the band playing tiddly on pom pom. If the weather's windy, go fishing from a boat.
You don't have to tell me, I'll take an overcoat. I'm going to Brighton, I'm going to stay. I'm going to Brighton for. I'm not going to stay.
We're not going to Brighton for a happy holiday.
I was going to say a veritable vault of virtuosity, unsurpassed for its eloquence.
I'm going to get to your passport. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Renee and Renato. Oh, would you shut up? Get rid of him. Morning, Anna.
Morning.
Oh, where the heck did they get that one from? That's the B-side of their new single. It's unbelievable. I'm a going to Brighton, right.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it's kind of different. I have a ghost story, but first let's have the station signpost as brief as you can, my dear.
You don't want to chill me so that you want...
It's actually a true story. I know you won't believe me, but it's actually a true story.
My teeth will start chattering. Anyway, let me tell you about the news, Of course, I'm sure people will know before by now, but news is 3 minutes to the hour on the hour and not on the hour as before. 3 minutes to 24 hours a day. And ERI News reports are at 1 p.m, 6 p.m, at midnight, and sports news at 3:15, 7:20 and 7:45 a.m. Now Eric Vaughan is with you between 10 and 2 for the bank holiday edition of Mid-Morning Music. And John Blake is, I think, wheelless today with 225 drive between 2 and 6. I don't think that many people will be driving from work today. So John Blake, 225 drive without wheels today. And at 6:15, it's Spectrum, the ERI art programme with myself. And between 7 and 10, it's Don Allen's radio show. Between 10 and 2, it's Liam Quigley with music for the late night hours, including 30 Winks. And between 2 and 6, tomorrow morning, it's Mark Lawrence keeping you... awake or possibly even asleep for the early hours of Tuesday morning, waking you up to the proper week for this week. And between 6 and 10, it's Hugh Brown with the Tuesday edition of the Brekkie programme. And a reminder, at 2:45 today and every day this week, we'll be announcing and reading out the winning entries of the new Furniture Penmanship Challenge. That's at 2:45 today and all this week. That's it, Hugh. Back to you. Tell me a ghost story.
Now, are you sitting comfortably?
I am.
All right.
Very comfortably.
Very, very comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a true story.
That's what they all say.
No. It happened to me, so it is a true story.
See. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know me, I wouldn't spoof.
Can you just hold on a second till I tie myself to the chair so I don't jump?
Fine.
Okay, now.
Way, way back when I was living in England, I worked in a place called the Theatre Royal in Bath, which is associated with Beau Nash and several people like that.
And soap
as well. I can see I'm not going to get far with this story. But anyway, there's a curtain at the backstage of the theatre which has never been touched. It's been left up there. It's raggedy, it's old, it's moth-eaten, it smells, it's unbelievable. And on it is the imprint of a butterfly, a very, very large butterfly. So the curtain is there. And I asked the chap who was looking after the stage management, I said, can you tell me why the curtain is just left there? Surely it's gathering dust and it should be gone. He said to me, "Ear lad," they all talk like that, "Ear lad," he said, "as far as I can see, you know nothing about this here theatre, see?" So I said, "Well, I don't, that's why I'm asking." And he said, "Well, way back when," he said, "there used to be a pantomime here called Peter Pan." And I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, Peter Pan died." I said, "Pardon?" "Yeah, Peter Pan was flying through the air, crashed into the wall and died." So apparently Peter Pan died. And he was, Peter Pan, the person who was playing Peter Pan was the son of the theatre manager then, which was way back in the 1930s or thereabouts. And every year at Christmas time, a butterfly, an actual real live butterfly, flutters around the place. And it said that if the curtain is removed, terrible woe will befall the theatre.
Ooh.
However, I can honestly tell you that the Christmas we were working there, we did actually see a butterfly.
Oh.
So...
Oh, it's a nice story.
Oh, it's nice, but no, it's nice. The butterfly is good news, and the curtain coming down is very bad news. But quite honestly, I mean that. We did see a butterfly. I can tell you more about that theatre, because Radio Bristol in England were doing a ghost hunt. In Bath, it's a very old place, and they have ghost hunts every week.
As opposed to witch hunts.
Yes, true. No, but honestly, there is a ghost trail. But they were recording the story of the Grey Lady, which is another one about that theatre, I could tell you later on. And the funny thing about it was, they recorded the interview in the theatre. It didn't come out. So the fella who was looking after all the equipment got his knuckles wrapped for not behaving himself and not doing his job properly. So he said, "Look, I did, but I'll do it again." They did the interview. It still didn't come out. It was only till they moved outside the building and talked about the Grey Lady that the interview actually came out.
Ooh, that's spooky.
Ah. They're here to scare you. Here's the Maisonettes.
Morning, sir.
Heartache Avenue. I live alone.
That's a great single too. The Masonettes with Heartache Avenue. Coming up to, 8 minutes away from nine. I'm not good at reading clocks. Here's Billy Joel. The song is called Uptown Girl.
Of the century. Burley Development's three-bedroom townhouses are slashed from £26,400 to £24,950. Save £1,450 from now until November 30th. And the price includes all extras. Show house open daily at Woodview Wilton, Saturday 2 to 4:30pm, Sunday 3 to 5pm, or telephone 966-980. That's 966-980. Burley Development's, simply better houses.
Have you heard the news? Ted Castle's Oil Products, the Irish-owned oil company, are 10 years old. And
And in a celebration competition, they're offering to the winner a whole year's supply of heating oil, absolutely free, and a free fill for 10 other winners. Good news also for household budgets. Ted Castles will now deliver as little as 700 litres. For details, call Ted Castles, Cork, 20701, or your local Ted Castles distributor.
Be warm this winter.
It's now 3 minutes to nine.
1305 kilohertz, 225 AM, 100 megahertz FM stereo. ERI, first with news.
At Port Leash, a prison is to be a review of security today after yesterday's disturbances at the jail. This morning, two prison officers were still in hospital. The disturbances took place yesterday afternoon at the jail, which houses 120 members of the Provisional IRA and 40 INLA members. Six prison officers and two prisoners were taken to hospital following the disturbance, which came during a general search of the prison. Last night, the Government Information Office gave details of the disturbance, and the statement said the trouble started while provisional IRA prisoners were being searched and others began banging on cell doors. A spokesman for the prisoners wanted a guarantee that searches wouldn't be held on Sundays, but the governor of the prison refused this in the interests of security. The Taoiseach has begun a four-hour meeting with the Greek Prime Minister, Mr. Papandreou, in Athens. They'll discuss a wide range of world and European affairs, with particular emphasis on the revision of EEC policies. Last night, Dr. Fitzgerald had a private dinner with the Greek Minister, Mr. Vafis, who over the next few months will be presiding over much of the discussions on community policy. American troops in Grenada have captured General Hudson Austin, the army commander who was apparently in control of the island between the military coup that deposed the former Prime Minister, Mr. Bishop, and last week's invasion. His capture means all the major figures in the Marxist administration of Grenada are either dead or being held prisoner. General Austin was tracked down to a private house not far from the airport where the Americans have their main base. He was captured by men of the 82nd Airborne Division who are spearheading the operation to mop up pockets of resistance. A total of 20 women demonstrators were arrested during the night outside the Greenham Common Air Base in England, where cruise missiles are due to arrive in the near future. A police spokesman said that a further 10 women were arrested by Ministry of Defence officers inside the base. The Lebanese president, Mr. Gemayel, and eight of Lebanon's political and religious leaders have arrived in Switzerland for the long-awaited conference on national reconciliation. The talks are due to start in Geneva either today or tomorrow. Home again early this morning, fire destroyed the Church of the Assumption in Tullamore, County Offaly. Firemen from Tullamore and five other towns brought the blaze under control after 2 hours. The 200-foot steeple is all that remains of the 77-year-old church. The cause of the blaze is being investigated by Gordee. Look at the Munster weather. Mild and mostly cloudy. Winds light to moderate westerly. It'll be mainly dry, though there'll be occasional drizzle and rain in the west. ERI News with Sean O'Sullivan. It's 9 o'clock.
Have you got one of them too? Yes, it's very hard to read those clocks. It's just got nine. Here's Men Without Hats.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, we're never gonna lose it.
that everything will work out right. I say, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, everybody's making a chance. Well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Yeah. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, 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 it's safe to dance.
Now, there you are. Men Without Hats. The song is called A Safety Dance. We played our Twister this morning. It was worth, goodness me, let us see, it was worth £4. And the question is, can we put it up by £1? We, of course, every day take a card or indeed a telephone call. As today, of course, is the first day, we won't be doing that. We'll just be taking telephone calls. But we'll give you a chance to listen to our Twister in a moment. But let's introduce you to our next person who's going to have a go. That's Edward Beecher Collins. Good morning, Edward. How are you?
Hello.
You're in good form this morning. Your call is from Carabini.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're up bright and early too this morning. I imagined everybody would be sitting in bed enjoying the lie-in. What has you up early this morning?
Pardon?
What has you up so early this morning?
ERI.
Good man. A man after my... I'd nearly give you £5 for that alone. All right, Edward, we'll have a listen to the Twister. Are you ready then? Here it comes, and see if you can identify it then. Right, there you are. What do you think our Twister is, Edward?
Would be somebody tearing up paper.
Somebody tearing up paper. Interesting guess. It's not, you know. It's not. So we can't give you a fiver, I'm afraid. Anybody you want to say hello to, Edward, this morning?
Yeah, I want to say hello to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to say hello to my brother, Frank.
Jolly good. Anybody else? What about your schoolmates? What school do you go to, Edward?
Carrigaline Community School.
I see. And what class are you in?
I'm in first year, 1A1.
1A1. So you've quite a while to go before you leave school.
Yeah.
Have you thought about what you want to be when you leave school?
No.
Didn't enter your head. Sensible chap. That's the way to have it. All right, Edward, I'm sorry we couldn't give you £5, but thanks for calling us nonetheless. All right?
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Oh, yes. Here's Fleetwood Mac.
Won't you lay me down in the tall grass and lift me?
I suppose, their most famous LP called Rumours. Fleetwood Mac, the song called Second Hand News. Good morning, lad, to Anne and to John Brady, who are getting hitched on Saturday. It seems to be the time of year for everybody to get hitched, but well done. A wedding on Saturday. Ah, very nice. It's ERI right across Munster on this bank holiday Monday. Hugh with you till 10. At 10, it's Eric Vaughan taking you through to the mid-morning, indeed the afternoon, till John Blake comes along with 225 Drive at 2 o'clock. Here's Hot Chocolate. And Tears on the Telephone.
What do the lonely do on Sundays? What do they do? Well, does nobody care? Do they make it through to Mondays? Or with a heart filled with pain, do they just disappear? I try so hard to play it real cool, girl, when you say I was out of your heart. I tried so hard to keep my true feelings inside, but you made me cry. Tears on the telephone. Tears on the telephone. You made me cry. Tears on the telephone. How could you just out of the blue say you'd die of two? You found someone new. What do they do? Now I know that it's true, 'cause I tried all night on Sunday to get back to you, but you're not taking no call. I told you that I didn't care when you said we were through, I'd find someone new. I heard myself say, girl, I can live without you. Of the week, the pain is never ending, and there just ain't no way I can take anymore. I tried so hard to play it real cool, girl, when you said I was out of your heart. I tried so hard to keep my true feelings inside, but you make me cry. Tears on the telephone.
Hot chocolate, nice at any time of the day. That's Tears on the Telephone. Good morning now to Geraldine and John. And John rang in the request, so presumably he'd like a mention for himself as well. Good morning to the pair of you. 10 minutes now past nine. We'll take a break. Following that, Anna will be along to tell us what's happening in and around the ERI broadcasting area for today.
Attention all you house hunters, it's happened.
What's happened?
Falvey's have introduced a new concept in living with their new two-bedroom and convertible to four-bedroom semi-detached houses at Waterpark, Carrickaline and Willowfield, Ballincollig. This convertible semi-detached house, which you can now get in two- and four-bedroom styles, and the price is so realistic that most people should be able to afford it.
It's also one of those houses which you can own from £17 net per week.
Come and view our show house now at Waterpark, Carrickaline, or contact Falvey Housing Development, 367 Blarney Street, phone 501-611.
O'Brien's of Tallow, your main Volkswagen, Mazda, Audi, Mercedes and Porsche dealers in the south of Ireland, announced substantial reductions in the Volkswagen and Audi range. This week's special offers in one-owner used cars, a 1980 Escort 1.6 Sports, a 1979 Opel Kadett Blue Metallic, a 1982 Ritmo 105TC Silver Metallic. Generous trade-in allowances given on these and many more used cars. A 3 months guarantee. Sales department opens 6 days per week, with late opening on Monday, Wednesday and Friday till 8 p.m. Contact Austin O'Brien or Michael O'Shea on 058-56116. O'Brien's of Tallow, we'll give you a better deal.
There's a fabulous lineup of talent for the Jazz Festival this weekend at the Grand Parade Hotel with the Tony Scott Quintet, Hotfoot and the Dukes of Dixieland. And don't miss the great Halloween party in Club Oasis on Monday night.